taking us into our big interview of the Tuesday on 88FM. And if you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the morning show, proudly powered by CMH Motor City Bolito. And you're in for a treat, because with me in studio today, two ladies who are going to be shining a light on an organization that I've been learning a little bit about in the background here, and I'm kind of blown away by the scope of all the different things that it encompasses and all the light that it shines. Nkobongo Resource Center. If you've never heard of it, well, now you have. And we're going to find out exactly what it's all about and how you can be part of some festive cheer as we get ready for a bit of a Christmas party at Nkobongo Resource Center this year after a rough COVID stretch. And now finally things have got to the stage where we can have a bit of a party. And welcome to the microphone, Zamo Mgadi, who's been with us once before on Radio Life and Style. Zamo, great to have you back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great to have you. And alongside you, Teresa Rattray, who's also no stranger to the radio microphone. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm good, thanks.
Great to have both of you in for a chat about this this really, really worthy cause. I don't think enough people know about the work of the Nkobongo Resource Center. And it's a shame because it's right here in our community, just around the corner from Bolito. And Zamo, as I understand it, you've been involved with the Nkobongo Resource Center for, is it like 17 years?
Mm-hmm.
2004.
Yeah.
You joined the team. And in a nutshell, can you give us a little bit of history? What is the Nkobongo Resource Center's focus?
Nkobongo Resource Center is dealing more with orphans and vulnerable children. And we've got preschool from 2 years to 5 years. And then we've got aftercare program where we're dealing with children from school, and then they have activities, different activities. They have lunch, they have life skills, they have computer classes, they have religious classes, and then they're doing lots of things there.
It's such a, I'm just looking at this little profile I've got in front of me. There's so many different facets. It's such a multi-functional resource center, and it serves so many kids. I mean, at the moment, how many kids would you say?
We've got 213.
Yo, I mean, that's a lot.
And it's growing.
and I can see that the need has never been greater to serve the community right now. And it's such a vibrant heartbeat, the part of the Nkobongo community. It's something that I'm glad we can put on this radio platform and make people aware of, if you haven't already heard about it. Teresa, how did you cross paths with Zamo, and how have you become involved with Nkobongo Resource Center?
Like about 4 or 5 years ago, I started reading in the afternoons. We go once a week and we read for an hour.
Yeah.
We have one-on-one interaction with a child. And usually for the year, we concentrate on one child. So we do grade threes and we read in English and do games and puzzles and all sorts of things.
Wow.
And then with COVID, we couldn't really do anything. And I just thought I'd touch base again and see what's going on. And then they said, well, let's do the Christmas party. So I jumped in. Love a party.
Yeah, who doesn't love a party? And we could use one right about now. So it's in the works. It's on the cards. And with so many kids, I believe you're going to break it into, the idea is to have it over 2 days.
Yeah? Yes, yes.
And we're in the sort of collecting phase right now, where the plan is that with the hearts of the good people on the Dolphin Coast, we can gather some essential items to make some presents, some little hampers, some boxes of love. And I hear tell that there's going to be a collection box, a collection point, right in front of the radio studio, popping up in the next couple of days. Am I right, Teresa?
Yes, that's right. We'll have a box outside where you can drop your goodies in.
And what kind of goodies are we looking for? What's essentials?
We sort of change it to the age of the child, but basically face cloths, soaps, a packet of sweets, a toy, and
toothpaste.
Then toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, also, depending on the child, we're going to do maybe a T-shirt or some panties for the little girls. And we just want to make a box of useful things, but also fun things. So we also want to give them a toy and some sweets and some things to enjoy.
Brilliant. And the age range is quite broad. I mean, as you say, it's sort of from as young as 3, I believe, to up to 18.
18, yeah.
So if you're at the Lifestyle Center, if you're out and about shopping, if you're around the corner at Dis-Chem or at the spa, you're able to add a few extra items into your little shopping bag, then come past the radio studio and drop off. And Teresa is going to make sure that she's on the scene daily to scoop up what's been donated and that it all gets bundled together so that these boxes can be put together and that we can have a Christmas party and shine some more light, because that's what the Resource Center is really doing so well, is providing light and hope. Zama, over the last 17 years, obviously things have grown and evolved and changed, and as you said, it's still growing. More and more kids are arriving. Is there a need for extra help, for volunteers? Can people get involved in different ways?
Yes, we need more volunteers who can help in the afternoon, as we've got more activities. So we need more volunteers to help us. And we also need material to do arts and craft, all those things like brushes, scissors, and crayon, and coloring, and paints, and papers.
Wow, so if there's an organization or a business out there that's hearing this and is able to help with donating some of these materials, it could really go a long way. Teresa, your experience getting involved in the afternoons, reading with the kids, what's that been like for you? I mean, have you found it rewarding?
It's the most wonderful thing to do, especially with one-on-one on each with a child. It really is amazing. And you see the development from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. It's incredible. And it's just such a rewarding thing to do. I really miss it. I missed it in the last few years. So we're going to get back on track next year, and we will be reading again.
Oh, man, this is so good. It makes my heart just swell and glow. This is such a cool initiative. It's so important. It's such a valuable thing. It's a resource in and of itself, the Nkobongo Resource Center. For people that want to find out more, to find out how they can get involved, how they can help, Zama, what's the best way to get in touch with you and to find out more about the Resource Center?
We've got WhatsApp, we also got Facebook page, and our cell phone number. My cell phone number is 078-735-1668, and the Facebook page is Kobongo Noah.
Ah, because that was a name that that previously used to be attached to the center, Noah.
Yes.
Okay, so look for Nkobongo Noah on Facebook, and you will find the contact details if you weren't able to get your phone out or a piece of paper to write down that number. Let's keep the lines tight and have another chat soon, ladies. What do you say? So we can keep the ball rolling. Once that collection bin has been installed, we will be mentioning it and putting the word out here on 88FM regularly. And I think that leading up to the Christmas party, we just want to keep the awareness flowing, and definitely heading into the new year, let's really put the Resource Center on the map and see how we can loop in more support from local community organizations, businesses, and just individuals with a heart for community. Like both of you ladies, this is what it's all about at the end of the day, and it's for the children of this area, for their future, for their development. We just had an election, and we were getting excited about voting for a better tomorrow, but this is really building a better tomorrow in a very real way. And we just salute everyone who's involved with the Nkobongo Resource Center, and holding thumbs for a really happy end of 2021. Some Christmas joy, hey? What do you say? Oh, man. You heard it here on 88FM, and you'll be hearing it again really soon. My special guests in the house, Zamo Mgadi and Teresa Rattray. Zamo, any last words from you? Are you just excited for getting the word out?
Yeah.
And Teresa, on your side?
Well, let's hope we have a wonderful children's party and get things on track for next year.
I like the sound of that. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, 88FM. Don't go anywhere.